Maseches Trumos, Perek Dalet, Mishnah, Hey. In the previous Mishnah, in Mishnah Gimel, we mentioned the different shiurim for the minimum amount of truma that the Rabbanan set up, how much should be given. 40th, 50th, 60th. The Mishnah here discusses the maximum amount, and it brings three different opinions. What's the maximum amount? Hamarbe b'truma. Someone wants to increase in truma. How high can he give? Rabbi Eliezer says, Echon me'asara. He can give 1/10. And where's the source for this? So he says it's Ketrumas Meiser, just like Trumas Meiser. Trumas Meiser was taken off of the Meiser Rishon. After the Meiser Rishon was separated, and then it was given to the Levi would take off another portion of truma, and that Minatera is 10%. He would take off 1/10. So too, the first truma, the truma gedola that the Yisrael takes off, also could be up to 10%. Yasser Mikan, if he takes off more than this, so then the part that he's taking off, more than the 10%, is not going to be truma, it's tevel. But if he wants, what he can do in order to make it also truma and fit for the kain, what he could do is yasena trumas meiser lamakam acher. He should designate that this part of the produce above and beyond the 10% that he separated should be trumas meiser. That should exempt the trumas meiser obligation for off of the meiser rishon. This is going like the opinion that this is not something that the Levi has to do. Even a Yisrael can take off the trumas meiser off of the meiser rishon that he separates before it's given to the Levi. So he can also make this extra part that can't be truma gedola, he can designate it to be the trumas meiser and exempt the meiser rishon, and then the whole pile could be given to the kohen. So the first opinion is only 1/10 can be truma gedola, up to 1/10. Rabbi Shmuel, the second opinion, he says mechza chulin or mechza truma. It can be 50%, up to 50% of the pile of produce can be truma. And he learns this from the pasuk. The pasuk says reishis degancha, the first of your pile of grain, and it's contrasting between the first part that you select as the truma and the degancha, the pile of grain that's left over. And he learns that they're parallel, that they're both can be equal amounts, and the truma can be up to 50%. Reb Tarfon, Reb Akiva, Imrim, the third opinion, Reb Tarfon and Reb Akiva, they say, Achi Yashar Shem Chulin. As long as you leave behind some produce that's going to be Chulin, you can take as much as you want Truma. So the majority, as long as you leave something behind, it could be Truma. And he understands the pasuk of Reishis Degancha, the Reishis, when you take the first part, you just have to leave something behind to be the Degancha, the grain left behind. But the Truma, you can take as much as you want. Mishnah Vav. So we've learned previously that the truma is taken by estimation, but meiser, which has to be exactly 10%, and trumas meiser, which is also 10% of the meiser rishon, these things are supposed to be somewhat measured and to be exact. And what they would commonly do was that they would take a bucket, they would fill the bucket up with the fruit, count how many fruit went into this bucket, and then they would continue, they would know the number of how many fruit the bucket carried. Then they would continue to fill the bucket and give meiser based off of that calculation of the bucket. However, over the course of the summer, the fruits would shrink, and the number of fruits that the bucket would carry would change. So they had to recount the number count of how many fruit were held in the bucket at different times in the year. The Mishnah says, "Bishleisha parakim misharin esal kalkala." At three stages during the summer, they would have to calculate how much the basket would hold, how much fruit the basket would hold. Babakures, at the time of the early fruits, in the beginning when the fruits were the largest before they started shrinking. Ubasiafes, and at the end by the late fruits when they were at their smallest amount. Ubaemtsakayats, and smack in the middle of the summer. They would have to recount. So for example, if in the beginning of the summer the basket held 100 fruits, but at a later point in the middle of the summer they would recount how many fruit were in the basket, and it may be there would be 110. And then they would, from then, at that point in on, calculate based on that number when they would measure with the bucket. And then reassess at the end of the summer. The Mishnah then says there are different ways to calculate the amounts that you're separating. Hamayna Meshuvach, someone who counts his fruit one by one, counting the fruit to take off the meiser and get an exact count, that's praiseworthy. If someone who measures in this bucket is even more praiseworthy because it takes into account the different sizes of the fruit. When he just numbers them individually, so it doesn't account for the size of the individual fruit, but when he puts it in the bucket, then it takes into account also the different size of the individual fruit, so it's better. And someone who weighs them is the most praiseworthy because that also calculates the airspace and the volume. Everything's calculated by weight. It's the most exact, and therefore it's the most praiseworthy method for having exact miser and trumas miser.